Let's open our Bibles to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. To a familiar passage of Scripture. Here it is. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. What a great portion of God's Word. Let's pray that God will bless it this morning. Father, thank You for this jewel that You have embedded, encrusted in a mine of wealth. And we thank You, Father, for this opportunity to get into a very familiar and well-known portion of Your Word. Please bless it to our fellowship. Make it count. Make it affect us. Make it to change us, we pray. Help me, help Your people, we pray. And we do pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Trust the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He shall direct your paths. I want you to imagine for a moment that you could actually look into the future. Okay? And you can look at any day of the rest of your life. Okay? So, in fact, let's just make it a whole DVD thing, okay? On one DVD, you can watch every single day of the rest of your life. And that would take some time to go through. I realize that. But there could be, let's say, scene selection. So you could go to your trials, okay? To the happy times, to your wedding, to births, to great times, okay? And you can just go and check out any day of the rest of your life, okay? Even your last day. You can actually watch yourself die. Okay, how that's going to work itself out, how it's going to play itself out. Would you do it? Would you watch the DVD? Would you do it? I mean, if I could give that to you this morning, would you want to see it? You would. Some of you would. Some of you wouldn't. Some of you are afraid to see what your future holds. I mean, come on. I mean, if I could give you something, you could just look at your future and know exactly how it's going to happen. Would you not want to take a peek? At least a peek. Some of you are a little bit unsure about that. I understand that. But you got to admit that it would probably, I don't know if it would decrease anxiety, but, you know, it would be helpful in some ways to know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow, the next week, the next month, year. Would you take the DVD? Some of you aren't buying this morning. Okay. All right. You know as well as I do that no DVD exists like that. In fact, you know as well as I do that your future is off limits to you. You know as well as I do that there's a big curtain hanging in front of you and you just can't see beyond the present. You really don't know with any kind of certainty what your future holds. True? Absolutely. And I know that can cause some anxiety. You know, when you're going through hard times, difficult times, when you're not sure what's next, what to expect, and you'd like to know, but you don't know, and you can't know. And oftentimes that does create a sense of anxiety. True? Sure. But you know what? In Psalm or Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, we're given, I believe, a heart-comforting promise to help us to navigate through life's trials, through life's difficulties, through life's unknowns. And the promise is this, very simply, He shall direct your paths. Okay? And literally, what that is saying is, He will make your path straight. He will make them even, free from obstacles, free from obstructions. Okay? You won't be walking through this life tripping and wiping out. God promises to direct your path. And what that's not saying is this. God is not promising to give you a trial-free life. That's not what this says. What it is saying is that God will give you all the grace and all the wisdom that you need to navigate through difficulties. Okay? And that's God's promise to you from His Word. Now, you got some difficulties this morning. Some uncertainties that are causing you stress and anxiety. You have any of those? I do. And the Word of God says this, I will direct your paths. I'll help you through. I'll guide you. I will lead you so that you won't trip, so that you won't stumble. That's my sure promise to you. You got that? That's right from the Word of God. That is God's promise to you. Hang on to that. Amen? All right, I'm done this morning. Okay? Sermon is over. That's all I need to say. I said it all, right? He will direct your paths. I mean, hey, that's great news. Comforting news, right? It totally is. However, there's more here, right? And there are a couple of conditions that God puts on this promise. Things that you've got to do in order for this promise to come to you. Yes, God promises to direct all your paths. However, there are a couple of conditions here that you've got to fulfill. God wants you to play a part in this. Okay? And the first is this. And I'm not going to change my subheadings. I'm going to take them right from the Word of God this morning. Here's the first one. You must trust in the Lord with all your heart. Okay, God promises to direct your path, but you've got to trust Him with all your heart. And the idea of trusting is the idea of leaning against something with all the confidence that that thing is going to support you. Okay? If I were to walk over that wall and lean against it, I would be doing so believing that that wall has the integrity and the strength to hold me up. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't lean against it. Now, that's what trust is, in a sense. It's the idea of depending on, of leaning against, of pressing your full weight against something, in this case, God, believing that He's going to uphold you, that He's going to be faithful, that He's not going to let you fall, that He'll uphold you and keep you because He's good and faithful. Trust in the Lord, it says, with all your heart, with absolutely all your heart, which means this, you're to do it without doubting. You're to do it without double guessing. You are to trust Him totally and exclusively and implicitly and absolutely. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Why? Why? Why would God ask us to do this thing? Why? I mean, He could just give us an easy life. He could just make it so that we just put one foot in front of the other and we just walk through life and there are no hard times, no difficulties, and everything's great. We've got a smile on our face, no sorrow in our heart. Why are we ever called to trust in the Lord with all that we have, all of our heart? Why? Why has God rigged things, ordained things, worked things in this way that we've got to trust Him? It's a good question, isn't it? Here's what I think. I think that He wants us to trust Him because God has this thing about showing how incredibly great He is. All right? And trusting God puts us in a place where we can then begin to see God come through with all of His goodness, with all of His power. And if you didn't trust, you wouldn't see that. And so God has set things up so that we trust in Him. And as we trust in Him, God shows up and shows Himself. And He glorifies Himself. God just loves to show who He is. And He loves for us to marvel and delight in all of that. And so God says, trust in Me. You're having a hard time. You're going through trials. I want you to trust Me. Why? So that I can come through and show you how great and how powerful I am. Listen to this. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, 9. If you don't know this verse, write it down. Get it in your memory bank, okay? It's a good one to hold on to. The eyes of the Lord search to and fro throughout all the earth to show Himself. Did you get that? Why are God's eyes looking all over the world? To show Himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to Him. Okay? God wants to show how strong He is. how amazingly powerful He is, how incredibly kind He is to His people. It's the entirely opposite thing of leaning on your own understanding, okay? We're told that we're not to do this. And do not lean on your own understanding. Don't depend on your own wisdom. Don't depend on your own ingenuity. Don't depend on your own cleverness. Don't do that. You're to trust in the Lord with all your heart. With all your heart. There's a time when God's people were trusting in foreign powers, Egypt to be specific. And God said this to His people in Isaiah 36:6. He said, look. Are you looking? All right, look. Look, you are trusting in the staff of the broken reed Egypt, on which if a man leans, it will go through his hand and pierce it. God's saying, don't do that. Don't lean on other things. Lean on Me. Trust in Me, okay? You trust in other things, they're futile. They're vain. They're not going to do anything for you ultimately. I'm the one who can do all things. I made heaven and earth. I've got all the power. I've got all the wisdom. You need Me. That's what you need. Trust the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Don't be trusting your own plans. Okay? James chapter 4 says, don't be saying, you know, I'm going to go to this city and then I'll do this and I'll do that. No, you say if the Lord wills. You're living your life conscious of God. You know, there's a God that I live before. And I'm trusting in Him to guide me. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men liberally without reproach. And it will be given to him. Sound familiar? Should. James chapter 1, right? 5-8. We're not trusting in our own plans. And you know what? We're not trusting in each other. Ultimately. Why? Because we're limited. We don't have all the power. We can't always pull off what we say. We don't always have the integrity to do what we said we're going to do. Right? People will let you down. Don't be putting all your faith and all your trust in other people. They will let you down. Some of you know that. It's been a bitter, painful experience. There's but one that you can really trust. There's but one who will always come through. There's but one who is always and only good. There's but one who is all-powerful and can do what He says. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. That's a scary thing, isn't it? It is. Because you're staying there, and you've got these issues, you've got these troubles, you've got these pressures, and you don't know what the future holds. It's just this big black canvas. And I don't know what's going to happen. And I know what our immediate impulse is when we face those situations. You know what I'm talking about? When you find out that such and such has happened. And you begin to think to yourself, I don't know what to do here. It's funny, our immediate impulse is not to get down on our knees and say, oh Lord God, be my trust, be my hope. I'm leaning on You. Hold me up here. What do? We begin to think of ways to fix the problem. True? We do. And our mind starts racing and the wheels start spinning. How do I fix this? How do I manipulate this? Who can I go to? Who can I turn to? Right? We do this. Because we want the thing resolved. Right? And it's so scary sometimes to trust Him. We think to ourselves, is this going to work? Is God really going to lead me? Is He really going to direct my steps? Me? I mean, I've got some sin happening in my life. I feel so disqualified from this. Hey, guess what? God has made a categorical promise. I will direct your steps. But you've got to trust Me. and trust Him in spite of the fact that you do fall short of His glory. You do, don't you? Okay, well, that doesn't eliminate God's call here to trust Him. In fact, it enhances it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, He's going to go on to say. But the thing is that we've got to trust. Trust Him with all of our heart. And it means this, friends, look it. When you face that doubt, when you begin to double guess, when you begin to say to yourself, how could this promise come to me because I'm so sinful, so disqualified, reject it, okay? Did you get that? What do you do when those nagging, terrible, fear-evoking thoughts come into your life that He's not going to direct my steps, that He's going to leave me to hang out to dry? What do? Reject it, okay? Those thoughts are not from God. Those thoughts are contrary to this promise. Reject it. It comes into your mind, I'm not going there. I'm leaving that one behind. Get out of here. Okay, you reject it. Absolutely. And then you begin to reflect on God's character. And the author of this proverb has inserted a word in that first line that is designed to inspire confidence in you. You know what it is? Trust in the Lord. It doesn't say trust in God. And that would be fine if it did. Right? God, all-powerful God. It doesn't say trust in the Lord, small letters, as the one who ordains and watches over all things. Lord, to say that, well, that would be okay too, right? Capital letters, Lord. You know what that is? That's God's covenant name. You know that? And that name speaks of God's faithfulness. That name speaks of His ability to come through and to follow up on His word. You see that? And this is a God we are to trust in. And so we're to go to Him and think about Him. And think who He is. Who is He? He's the great big God. He's all powerful. He's all kind. He's all merciful. He's all loving. Right? And so as we begin to think about who God is, we suddenly find ourselves more able to, what? Trust. Right? It's when we focus on our circumstances that we begin to sink. When we start looking at God, that we start to rise and to find our trust strengthened, because God is so good and so much bigger than our problems, amen? And so we reject the negative thoughts, we reflect on God's character, we're resting on His promises, we're taking His promise and saying, oh, but God, You said, okay, I don't care what my circumstances say, You're saying in Your Word that You will direct my path if I trust You. And so I'm trusting You. By faith, I'm trusting You. And I'm getting up, and I'm going, and I'm going to live, assuming that You're going to actually direct my steps. You see, we're not called to total passivity here, right? Oh, Lord, I pray that You'll just give me a job, and I'm going to wait here at home, and twiddle my thumbs. And no, that's not what it's about. It's about, Lord, I'm trusting You, and I'm getting up, and I'm going with the belief that You will direct my steps because I'm trusting in You because You promised it. You see that? And so we're rejecting the negative thoughts. We're reflecting on God's awesome character, His goodness, His kindness. We're resting in the promises of God. We're saying, oh, but God, this is from You. And we're getting up and we're going out with the assumption that God will actually direct our steps because we're trusting in Him. Amen? And so you are to trust the Lord with all your heart. You do that, God says, I shall direct your steps. First thing, first condition. Here's the second. You must acknowledge Him in all your ways. Now look at these two steps, these two conditions aren't very dissimilar. This is a kind of poetry here. It's called parallelism. And the author of Proverbs is saying something very similar to what he's just said. But there's a difference, I think. The difference is this, that whereas the first condition stresses the attitude of our hearts, how we should think, we are to trust the Lord with all our hearts. This stresses the occasions or the times when we are to trust Him. We are to trust Him how? In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Okay? In all your ways, acknowledge Him.
And that means this, that when you're going through life, you've got to be mindful of Him, conscious of Him at all times. Always interacting with Him. Always thinking about Him. Always welcoming Him. Always inviting Him into your thoughts, into your plans. And you're not taking your own steps. You're going to God. You're living as though He actually exists. You see, the unbeliever doesn't live like this, does he? Psalm 10, in verse 4 says this, the wicked in his heart, in his proud face rather, does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. We don't want to live like unbelievers. When the hard times come, when the trials come, when the difficulties arrive, we're not living as though there's no God. We're not living like atheists. God will be in our thoughts because we will invite God into our thoughts. We'll welcome Him there. We will acknowledge Him in all of our ways. In all of our ways. You see that? Absolutely. But I'll tell you this. In order to acknowledge Him in all your ways, that assumes that you have a living relationship with God, right? It assumes that. And what that living relationship looks like is this. What it doesn't look like is a Sunday morning experience, all right? Where you come to church on Sunday, you do the church thing, and you go home, you just do whatever you want. You're not thinking about God. He's not involved in your life. That's not acknowledging God in all your ways. And it doesn't mean acknowledging Him only when the difficulties come. And how many times do we find that our prayer life ramps up when hard times come? And that's understandable, but you know what? It's just a shameful thing that so often we put off prayer and put off time with God until the crunch comes. We're to acknowledge Him in absolutely all of our ways. Living consciously of our God. Living in His presence. Acknowledging Him in all of our ways. Acknowledging Him in absolutely all of our ways. What I think that looks like is this. It means this. It means living our lives each day in a state of total dependence, of desperate dependence upon God. God, I need You. I need You to come through. I need You to show up. I need You in this situation. I need You in this circumstance. I need Your wisdom. I need Your guidance. I need You to just to shuffle my feet because I don't know where to go. God, please help me. I need You. And God so delights to hear that prayer coming from the lips of His children. To hear His children expressing their need for, their desire for God. God, I want You. God, I need You. I'm having this issue over here. Please help me. God just delights to hear His children pray that. He's not crazy about, oh, you know, I'll just go fix this or I'll go try and sort this out or just try and coast. I'll just, you know, try and get through this without getting too many bumps and scratches. No. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, it says. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. The comforting thing is this, friends, that when we are living like this, we fulfill the conditions that God requires in order to direct our steps, right? When we're trusting in Him with all of our heart, when we are acknowledging Him in all of our ways, we have met the or fulfilled the conditions that God requires to direct our steps. And how necessary that is, friends. Because reality is, you just don't know what is coming down the road. This morning I was with my neighbor unexpectedly. He's moving. I didn't know it. He's got colon cancer, he tells me. I took him to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 and encouraged him to trust in the Lord. To put all his faith there. To put all his trust now and forevermore. no matter what the circumstances may be, no matter what life brings him or takes from him. We pray. You don't know what your future holds. You don't, but you know what God does. And that's okay. God only calls you this. Just trust me. Don't be smart. Trust me. And I'm going to direct your steps. Very simple, but very difficult. And how we need the grace of God in our lives to give us the faith to trust Him. When everything in our life says, just fix it. Sort it out. And get it together. And ride it out. No. The Word of God comes to us with a fresh, comforting promise. Trust me. In all your ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your steps. Now look, I know that this word has relevance for you. It has it for me. It has it for us as a body. Our future as a church is uncertain. We're going through changes. We're trying to understand how to reach our city for Jesus Christ. What do we do? How do we do this? We trust Him. We acknowledge Him in all of our ways. Because we believe this. Because He said so. That if we do this, He promises to direct our steps. That's His promise. We're saying to God this morning, we're taking you at your word. We're believing you. Lead us. Show us. Guide our feet. Make the way smooth. Remove the obstacles. Take away the obstructions that are keeping us from really making an impression and a difference in our city. Amen. We're trusting Him. We're trusting Him with all of our heart. We're acknowledging Him in all of our ways with the promise that if we do so, that God will direct our steps. So we're looking to God for the answer. Father, we pray that You will direct our steps this morning. We just give You this church. We give You our lives. Help us, Father. Help us to put our trust in You. Help us not to be anxious. Help us not to worry. God, give us a robust faith, a strong trust that rests, that leans against, that puts its full weight upon You, knowing that You're good, knowing that You're faithful, knowing that You're powerful, knowing that You'll do everything that You please. Father, may it please You to direct our steps as a fellowship, as a church, to reach our city. And Father, we pray also that whatever the situations may be in our midst this morning that require this kind of trust, Father, send along this promise embedded in the hearts of Your people, knowing that as they trust You, that You'll guide them. And so lead on, O great Jehovah, guide our steps, we pray, and do it for Your name's sake alone, we ask. Amen.